waiting for one of you to be done. The cool towels and the machine, the corners and the slot. And you know you're not an expert on anything or anyone.
I was like, pause. Is it starting now? What's going on? I don't get it. 53 seconds.
Don't say those words to me.
All right, I can't go louder. I know me. I'm going to squeal again, and I don't want to.
Squeal. Squeal away.
Squeal, squeal. All right, 30. Your last chance. I get way too excited about commercials. Independent Radio, The Point. It is time now for the local spotlight on The Point. And Bethany Connor is joining us in studio. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
So you are going to be not be a student by the end of this school year.
Yeah.
So how long ago, or how much time do you got?
For like the summer.
Yeah. When do you guys officially close? Or
June 17th is graduation.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the word.
So, yeah, so we're just counting down the days, and the senioritis is real.
I know, I sort of remember it. It's been a while, very, very, very long while. And then you're going to go back out and about, but you guys, you're doing something really special coming up.
Yeah, on Thursday, May 4th at 6 at Backstage in Essex, we're going to be having a benefit concert for the American Cancer Society, and Troy Millette is going to join me, and Chris and Erica, and
nice.
They're so nice, and I haven't seen them in so long, and I'm so excited.
Chris was there for Coonhill John and Chad Hollister up at the Maple Festival, and boy, oh boy, can you just eat everything maple up there. There is maple all over the place, but oh, cool, that's going to be awesome. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They were really nice about it, and I just messaged them on random, and within like 3 seconds, they all said yes.
Of course.
It was wonderful.
That's good peoples. So you do have new music?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Cool. I'm glad. So this is a song I wrote last year. We were down in one of the Carolinas, and my parents and my sister left to get groceries, right? And they tell me, okay, we're going to leave you with the towels to wash. And mind you, I've never used a washing machine before. And so they're like, hey, just put the quarters in the slot and put the towels in and you'll be good. And so I try it. And 3 seconds later, I'm calling my mom. I'm like, it's not working. It's not working. And she told me how to fix it. But I sat there and waited for the laundry and I wrote this song.
You're just waiting for your laundry to be done. Put the towels in the machine, the quarters in the slot, and you know you're not an expert on anything or anyone. Oh, 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 oh. Grader in a city full of big kids, a city full of big kids. You don't know where to eat or how to sing your ABCs or how to spend money. Oh, 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 oh. But you're alone, and all you want to do is call home. Put a key in the door, thinking once more, I'm on my own. Oh, oh, oh.
independent radio, The Point. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Like, very, very cool, because I can picture you there. And I've done that myself and just gotten so angry at the darn machine because I just don't know. Like, it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. But, you know, getting that extra time to think is really important. So that's awesome. So does that mean it's going to be on your new record?
Yeah. I'm trying to put one together. But there are a bunch of songs that I'm hoping to put on the new album. And I think what I want the next album to be is basically just about coming of age. And it's all about growing up, because that's where I am right now.
That is exactly where you are right now. And your dad said that you're going to go on to UVM?
Yeah.
Call it Groovy UV?
Yeah.
Stay right in the area?
Yeah.
So that way you can, you know, get it, do all the music scenes during
that's
the
exactly
night and then
why
do all the school stuff during the day.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to be part of the wellness environment, and they have this new housing, which sounds really cool, and it's all about, like, how to take care of yourself and eat healthy and exercise. And
oh, nice.
It sounds really incredible, so I'm really excited.
Only in Vermont. I'm telling you, only in Vermont. And we're going to do health as well as wellness, as well as school.
Heck yeah.
That's what we believe in. That, and I'm also excited about Green Up Day. I'm totally on that bandwagon. All right, you got another one?
Yeah. So this is just a little song that I wrote, I guess. There was no real backstory to it.
Okay.
La-da-da. La da da, la da da, la da 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 da. Will you be mine when we're running out of time in the world? And will you choose me with all these other girls to see? Hang off your arm, will you stand by my side? Here are the keys to my door, please come inside. Believe in me like I believe in you. Running out of time in the world. And will you be happy with me even though we're not happy all the time? I love the way you laugh when I try to be funny, the way you look at me when you think I don't see. Believe in me like I believe in you. Believe in me like I want you to. La da da, la da da, la da da, la da da da.
Independent Radio, The Point. You're listening to The Local Spotlight. Bethany Connor right there. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm like, yeah. I like looking at you when you don't think you're looking at him. I like that line.
Thank you.
Because it happens often, and you can watch couples, yeah, like in a restaurant or like at the park, who you can see one of them checking the other person out as, yeah, when they just don't know it. And it's like, oh, they're so in love. It's so cute.
Yeah, that's like my favorite thing to watch when I'm like people creeping.
Well, I think they call it stalking now, but I still think it's a good, you know, pastime. I think we're still allowed to do it. I think it crosses lines when it comes onto Facebook. I think everything crosses a line when it gets onto Facebook. So what made you do this benefit for the American Cancer Society?
Well, one, I just think that the American Cancer Society is a great program, like a great fund. But I also, for my school, we do a capstone project, mm-hmm. and we're supposed to give back to the community through our art form. Okay. So for some people, that's visual arts, and for me, it was music.
Right.
One guy in my class is doing film, which I think is really cool. And so it's just, it's giving back to the community. And yeah, so.
That's organizing a ginormous event. Because that's pretty big.
Hopefully. I mean, I hope it goes well.
I mean, and to do it at Backstage, they're great with doing events and stuff like that.
We've done shows with them before, and they're incredible.
Yeah.
They're so kind, and they help you raise money, and they raffle things off, and they're incredible.
I think they really want to be a part of the community, so that when somebody reaches out and says, help me, you're like, okay, and how can I help you then? You know? They're that way about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got time for one more.
Cool. So this is
all new music, which is really cool.
So this is a song called Clearer. Not sure if that's a word, or but I wrote it about when you find those people in your life who make you see life more clearly.
Okay.
You're confused, but you don't have to be, 'cause you always make sense to me. And maybe those parts of you look ugly when you're alone, but you'll always fit perfectly with me. There are a million ways to live life wrong, but with you I feel like I'm doing it right. 'Cause every one of these things needs a dreamer, and this time I guess it'll be me. I don't always have the right answers, but with you things get clearer, so don't hide behind a frown. And when you're feeling down, know that I've seen the end and everything really is okay. Understand why you're like this, but I wouldn't have you any other way. There are a million ways to live life wrong, but with you I feel like I'm doing it right. 'Cause every one of these things needs a dreamer, and this time I guess it'll be me. I don't always have the right answers, but with you things get clearer, so don't hide behind a frown. And when you're feeling down, know that I've seen the end and everything really is okay.
Independent Radio, The Point, Bethany Connor. Holy cow. Your songwriting has gotten really, really good.
Thank you.
You're just And part of it is I get to look at you while you're doing this. And you're very, very animated. And its facial expressions are great. So if y'all haven't heard her, or go see her. May 6th?
May 4th. Thursday at 6.
Oh, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Sorry. One more Star Wars track. It was my last one, I promise.
It's really funny. At school, AP exams are that day. Mm-hmm. And so I have a teacher who is always like, may the 4th be with you.
And you're like, I don't get it.
I don't what? Get it. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, it's us old schoolies. So are you still doing, you still have a website?
Yeah, BethanyConnor.com.
Okay. And you can buy your first CD on that?
Yeah.
As well as CD Baby and,
yeah,
and on all that jazz, iTunes.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Pandora soon, which is cool.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I like new Pandora station. That stuff makes me really happy because yeah. I think I've like worn out the Chad Hollister and the Great Big C one and the Broadway one that nobody will let me listen to. Well, you know, there are other people in the house. The Broadway one's just for myself. So thank you so much for coming. One more time with all of the information. May the 4th, what time does it start?
6 p.m. At Backstage Restaurant and Pub in Essex. And we're doing an American Cancer Society benefit.
And who else is playing with you guys?
The wonderful Troy Millette and Chris and Erica, who are amazing, and I love them.
They are. They are pretty sweet. I will completely agree with that. And then you're going to start then going back out and about after school is over.
Yep.
I can't believe you're graduating.
Me either. Don't let me.
Oh, you're going to like UVM, though. That'll be a new and a fun. You'll have many more things to write songs about. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening to the Local Spotlight. It's each and every Sunday. If you are a singer-songwriter, you know a singer-songwriter, please go online to pointfm.com, click on the programs link, and follow it all the way down to the Local Music Spotlight. That is all the information that you will need in order to submit your music. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. Early. Which has never happened. I'm usually like 5 minutes late, and Zeb is like, come on.
They said 2 minutes earlier.